Hi, and welcome to Healing Quest. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Our focus here on Healing Quest is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques to help us live longer, healthier, and happier.
So welcome to Healing Quest. Hopefully summer is about to arrive. It certainly appears that way, and at last, finally.
I've been looking for it for the last 30 days, so I'm not sure where it's been, but I'm hoping it's here now. In any case, we have some hot topics on our show today for you.
Well, for example, you'll want to hear about the 7 foods that will help you stay youthful.
Here on Healing Quest, we've talked about inflammation and its impact on our health a lot.
That's why we were very interested in a report from BioTrust Nutrition. That's one of our natural health sources. They analyzed the causes of inflammation and released a list of 5 foods that cause inflammation in the body.
So the first one of these to avoid is something that I'm hoping you've heard about. It's called trans fats. These are industrially produced fats that are commonplace in processed so-called foods. Now, they're also known as partially hydrogenated vegetable oils.
They're added to processed foods to increase the shelf life and what's known as mouthfeel. I guess that's how the food feels in your mouth.
Sort of an
odd term.
Sort of a gross term in the food biz. But anyhow, the FDA recently determined that partially hydrogenated oils aren't safe for human consumption and will be no longer allowed in processed foods. The problem is that manufacturers have until next June, that's 2018, to get these oils out of their products.
Well, the good news is, though, that the FDA actually decided that they were unsafe for human consumption. So at least that's positive change.
Until 2018, read the labels carefully and avoid anything with, quote, partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, as the report said. And when you see those, step away from the health bomb.
Mm-hmm. Well, next on the list are a pair of problems known as refined carbohydrates and sugar. We're talking about things like refined flours and everything that's made from them, plus sugar, which by now we should all know to limit as much as possible and at least make it organic if you're going to use white sugar.
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural.
Clinical grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.
And now back to Healing Quest.
Next on the list is refined vegetable and seed oils. Those are things like canola oil, soybean oil, and sunflower oil. Instead, use extra virgin olive oil, organic butter, and coconut oil. And if you're using sunflower oil, Judy recommends to make it organic.
Right, because it's I also like grapeseed oil, and especially if you are cooking with something where you need to really have high heat, grapeseed oil is a good oil for that. Not all oils do well under high heat, so that's something to remember.
Okay.
That's another good one. Next on the list of foods to avoid would be meat, dairy, and eggs from feedlot animals because they've almost certainly been fed with the unhealthy refined oils we just talked about. So instead of meat, dairy, and eggs from feedlot animals, choose, like we always talk about here on Healing Quest, grass-fed, pasture-raised products, which studies have shown to be more nutritious and not inflammation-causing.
Now, these foods, of course, are not the only cause of unhealthy inflammation, but keeping them out of our diet as much as possible can do a lot to keep inflammation in us at a lower and hopefully healthy level.
So the other nutritional report we found interesting this week comes from Ohio State University, and it concerns the practice of skipping meals to lose weight.
I don't know.
Has anybody out there ever done that?
Yeah, probably everybody.
Uh-huh.
So the problem is researchers found that skipping meals doesn't work for weight loss. In fact, it can lead to abdominal weight gain. That's called belly fat. Oh, that's what we're going for. And also to insulin problems in the liver.
That's definitely not a good thing. So the nutrition professor who conducted the study says the number of small meals a day is a very helpful way to maintain and lose weight.
Interesting enough, this particular research cited another study at Oregon Research Institute, which found that skipping meals or drastically cutting calories can make unhealthy food more attractive.
What does that remind you of? I remember Sally Fallon.
Yeah.
She is the founder of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and we really value a lot of the research they do. And she calls those foods pornographic foods. She just says, you know, if you let yourself get really hungry, you deprive yourself of healthy fats and the things that are good for you, then your body just automatically goes for the junk. You don't want to do that. So
you're much more likely to reach for the junk, and they proved it. What they did in this study is they had teens cut their calories back, and then they showed them pictures of really appetizing food that wasn't good for them. And when they showed them those pictures, they had brain imaging, which showed a spike in hyperactivity in those poor kids. And that's what happens to us when we do that to our bodies.
Well, so the conclusion of both studies is that skipping meals just deprives the body of essential nutrients and can actually lead to a result that's just the opposite of what you're trying to accomplish. So don't skip your meals. Just have a few small meals throughout the day.
I think we should have a snack right now.
This podcast has been brought to you by Healing Quest Natural, clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support supplements. More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.